back and enjoy the Two True Freaks Internet Radio Broadcast.
And welcome back to Charlie's Geekcast Presents The Adventures of Superman. Our first episode of the day, Hans Holbein's Doll Factory Part 6, which first aired on July 5th, 1940, starring Bud Collier as Clark Kent / Superman. Enjoy!
Presenting the transcription feature, Superman!
Up in the sky! Look!
It's a bird!
It's a plane! It's Superman!
Now, Superman, courageous visitor from the planet Krypton, who has come to Earth resolved to dedicate himself to the fight for truth and justice. Superman, who can leap tall buildings at a single bound, raise a speeding bullet to its target, and who mingles with ordinary men disguised as Clark Kent, a mild-mannered reporter for the Daily Planet newspaper. When we last saw Superman, he was hurtling through the storm-swept night after rescuing Lois Lane from a watery grave. Under the impression that editor Perry White had drowned when the seaplane they were flying sank, Superman hurried to the mainland with Lois' unconscious form in his arms. But miraculously, Editor White managed to fight his way through the stormy sea to the tiny island where Hans Holbein had stored more than a ton of a new dangerous explosive. Learning the editor's identity, Holbein ordered Joe, his helper, to tie him up. Then, turning on Joe, Holbein bound his wrists and ankles, set a time clock to blow the island up in 10 minutes, and left in his private plane, safe in the thought that all the evidence against him would soon be underwater. 60 seconds have passed. On the floor of the island shack, Editor White is still unconscious from exhaustion, and Joe struggles to free himself from his bonds while the time clock ticks on. Listen.
No. It's no use. The more I move around, the tighter the rope would get. If only that clock would stop ticking. I knew Holbein had double-crossed me. I knew it. Now I haven't got a chance. A chance in the world. I don't know, though. Maybe if that guy White come, too, we can help each other. White! Wake up! Wake up, White! His lips are moving. White, wake up!
Where am I?
Don't talk. Don't talk. Just listen to me. You're on an island. Can't hold my island. He's got high explosives buried all over it. And in 10 minutes, maybe 5 minutes, the island's going to blow up. Listen, you hear that clock?
Yes, I hear it.
That's a time clock. Holbein set it before he left. Figured on getting rid of both of us. But we can fool him now. Look, I'm backing up against you. Now, you try and loosen the rope around my wrist. Go on, try.
I can't. My fingers are numb. I can't move them.
Can't you do something?
No, I'm sorry.
All right, then. I'll work the other way. I'll loosen your ropes. There. Quick, there ain't much time. Now, hold still. Ooh. No, move over there. No, that's tight. I tied you up, and I did it to hold. No, it's no use. I can't budge him. We're goners.
Maybe help will come before the island blows up.
No, help ain't coming tonight. And when it does come, we'll be down with the fishers, you and me. I knew Holbein would double-cross me. I knew it.
How do you happen to be here?
I work for Holbein. My name's Joe. He paid me good money to do his dirty jobs. I should have known he'd cross me up with them dolls.
Where did Holbein ship the dolls, Joe?
Right to this island. There's a ton of that explosive stuff in the storage house. The way he told it, he was going to get to run the world. 1 pound of the stuff, he said, blow up a city. And there's 100 pounds buried on this island waiting to go off. Oh, if that clock had only stopped ticking. It's driving me nuts.
Joe, what does Holbein do with Miss Lane, a newspaper reporter?
We brought her here. We set her loose in a rowboat without any oars. I wish I'd done it to him, the rat.
That was the rowboat we saw, Kent and I. It had Lois in it.
What? What's that one?
Oh, nothing, Joe, nothing. How long has it been since Holbein set the time clock, Joe?
I don't know. It seems like an hour.
5 minutes, do you think?
Yeah, I guess so. What's the use of figuring? I guess all we got to do is to lay here and wait. Yeah. All we got to do is lay here and wait.
And as the precious seconds slip by on the little island 50 miles out to sea, Clark Kent leaves the hospital where he has taken Lois. Stepping into a shadowed doorway, he drops the meek, mild-mannered demeanor of the reporter and becomes Superman, strong and determined.
Listen, Lois at death's door. Mr. White missing, lost in the ocean. I certainly have made a mess of this. There's one thing I will do. Catch Holbein and make him pay for everything that's happened. Now that I'm alone, I don't need a plane. I can find that island by myself. Storm's over. The night's clear. Holbein, you'll be sorry you ever started with me. Because if there's one man on earth I despise, that man is you. Up! Up! And away! What's that up ahead in the sky? Looks like the wing lights of a plane. Well, that's what it is. A plane coming from the direction of Holbein's island. I'll get above it. For all I know, it may be Holbein himself. Up! Up! Great Scott, it is Holbein's plane. I remember the number on it. This is the first lucky break I've had. I'll follow him back to the airport and corner him alone. He's circling, getting ready to land. All right, Holbein, I'll land too. And I'll be waiting for you on the road when you drive from the airport.
Planting himself in the middle of the only road leading from the Sudbury Airport, Superman waits for Hans Holbein's car to come along. His keen hearing detects an approaching motor, and he stands at rigid attention, every rippling muscle tense.
Here he comes, traveling fast. And if he doesn't stop, I'll stop him. Ah, he's seen me, and he's stopping.
Hey, what's the big idea?
Is your name Hans Holbein?
Yes, what of it?
I want to talk to you. Get out of that car.
Say, who do you think you are? Beat it.
Oh, so that's the way you want to play, Holbein, eh? All right. Your car is fast, but Superman is faster. Here I come after you. Didn't expect to see me again, did you, Holbein?
Hey, let go! I'll crash!
No, you won't crash, Holbein, but the car will. Out you come.
Ah, help!
There we are, Holbein. Safe and sound on the road. Now, maybe you're in a better humor to talk.
What do you want? Who are you?
Never mind that. I'll ask the questions. You were responsible for the death of 13 people when your doll factory exploded, weren't you?
No. It was an accident.
Maybe the explosion was an accident, but packing the stuff that caused the explosion inside your dolls was no accident.
How do you know that?
I know everything, Holbein. I know that you sent a helpless girl out in a rowboat during the height of a storm. I know that you tried to take the life of that same girl, Lois Lane, by placing her under a condemned wall at your factory. I know this much, Holbein. I have enough evidence against you to send you to the electric chair.
No, you can't prove anything.
I can prove everything. But there's still one little matter that needs clearing up. Where are the deadly dolls you made in your factory? Where have you taken them?
I won't answer. I don't have to answer.
Oh, you don't, eh? Well, maybe this will loosen your tongue.
Oh, help. You're breaking my arm.
I won't stop at your arms. Where are the dolls?
Oh, you're killing me.
Then talk. Where are they?
On the island.
That's better. Just as I figured. That cooks your goose, Holbein. When the police search that island and find all that explosive on it, you're finished.
But they won't find it. They won't find anything.
What?
They won't even find the island.
What do you mean?
In 2 minutes, the island will be gone. Together with whoever's on it.
Who is on it?
Joe. And their editor, White.
Perry White? Alive? Holbein, you're lying.
No, I'm not lying. It's the truth. But there's nothing you can do about it. I was smart.
I fixed it so the island would explode and sink into the sea. And there's nothing you can do about it.
Oh, isn't there? We'll see about that. 2 minutes, you say. All right, Holbein, you're going for a fast ride.
Oh, no, let me down. Now you'll kill me.
Up, and away. With speed almost matching that of light, Superman streaks for the doomed island, clutching the terrified figure of Hunt Holbein under his arm. Out into the night, across the now placid waters, he wings like an arrow, with a tiny spot of land in the far-flung immensity of the sea, racing against time, racing against death, finally dropping down and landing on the sandy shore near the shack.
Holbein's fainted. Well, small wonder. I'll leave him here on the sand. Mr. White must be in that shack up ahead. There's a light burning.
Mr. White!
What's that? Explosions. The island's rocking. Breaking apart. Am I too late? No, I can't be. Look, the shack is collapsing. The roof's falling in. He'll be killed unless I get to him quickly. Got to pull the shack apart. Keep the timbers off him. There. That does it. Now, where is he? Mr. White! Here he is. Struck by a falling beam. Unconscious. There isn't much time. Seconds. The island's sinking. Up with him. Up and out and away.
Following day, in the editorial offices of the Daily Planet, we find Clark Kent entering the office of Perry White.
Oh, it's you, Kent. Come in. Close the door. How's Lois?
He's fine, Mr. White. Rallied beautifully.
Oh, I'm glad of that. Oh, by the way, I just got the Coast Guard report on that island.
Oh?
It disappeared under the sea just as Holbein said it would.
That's amazing.
And Holbein and Joe disappeared with it. You know, I still don't understand how you got me out of that shack.
I told you, I hired a boat, went over to the island, and got you on board a minute before the explosion started.
It's a miracle, Kent. Just a miracle. You know, I think you deserve a vacation.
Well, not just now, Mr. White. I want to hang around and see how Lois gets along. I'm going back to the hospital now.
Oh, so that's how it is, eh? Well, good luck, son.
Thanks, Mr. White.
For the moment, all is well with Lois Lane, Editor White, and Superman. But unknown to any of them, a new adventure, more dangerous perhaps than any they have taken part in before, is slowly brewing. Don't forget to tune in next time for the beginning of the new story. Tune in and follow the thrilling adventures of Superman!
Up in the sky, look!
It's a bird!
It's a plane! It's Superman!
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Action Comics magazine.
Our second episode of the day, Happyland Amusement Park Part 1, which first aired on July 8th, 1940. Enjoy!
Presenting the transcription feature, Superman!
Up in the sky! Look!
It's a bird!
It's a plane! It's Superman!
Now Superman, courageous visitor from the planet Krypton, who has come to Earth resolved to dedicate his life to the fight for truth and justice. Superman, who can bend steel in his bare hands, race a speeding bullet to its target, and who mingles with ordinary men disguised as Clark Kent, a mild-mannered reporter for the Daily Planet newspaper. As our story opens today, we find Clark Kent and Lois Lane, the Daily Planet star woman reporter, on their way to cover the opening day celebration of the Happyland Amusement Park, a gay, newly constructed playland on the outskirts of Metropolis. To Clark Kent, accustomed to exciting adventures, it seems like a mild assignment. But Lois Lane has more than just a casual interest in Happyland Amusement Park. She explains her interest to Kent as they drive along. Let's listen.
I want to give Happyland all the publicity we can, Mr. Kent. Write it up so that every person in Metropolis will want to visit the new amusement park.
You haven't a financial interest in it, have you, Miss Lane?
No, but I have a personal interest in Nancy Bardet.
Nancy Bardet? Who's she?
She owns Happyland. I've known her a great many years, and I'd move heaven and earth to help her.
Uh-huh.
She's only a youngster, just turned 19, and she needs help badly.
Don't you think running an amusement park is rather a big order for a 19-year-old girl?
Oh, it's a very big order. That's why I want to help her as much as I can. You see, her father built Happyland. It was his dream of a lifetime to own a big amusement park. Dream, unfortunately, that never became a reality.
Why, what do you mean? It's been built, hasn't it? Isn't it having its grand opening today?
Yes, but Nancy's father, Colonel Bardet, died 6 weeks ago.
Oh, that's too bad.
Yes, it was a terrible blow for Nancy, and she wanted to give Happy Land up, but I convinced her that her father had wanted her to carry on. She'd been brave about it, but success in an amusement park requires more than bravery. Needs what we can give it, publicity.
Now, don't worry about that. There's a parade through the town, isn't there?
Yes, with floats, animals, clowns, and a calliope. Nancy's leading the parade in a special carriage drawn by 6 white horses.
Well, with that sort of a send-off, there's no reason why Happy Land shouldn't be a success.
Oh, I hope so. Of course, it has competition.
Another amusement park?
Well, not exactly. It's more of a carnival. In fact, it's called Carnival Town. A man named Martin runs it. Midway Martin.
Uh-huh.
And Nancy's been telling me that he... Oh, here we are. Drive right through the gate. You can park alongside that car.
Say, this is quite a place.
Yeah.
Carousels, Ferris wheels, games of chance. Hey, look at that roller coaster. Boy, that's a mile high.
Sure, that's the main feature of the amusement park. It's called the Sky Chaser. Boy, I wouldn't ride on that for $100.
Why not? Don't you like thrills?
I don't like roller coasters. Oh, look.
Hmm?
See the parade forming over there? Look at the elephants and the clowns.
Oh, yeah.
And that silver carriage is the one Nancy's riding in. Gee, aren't those the most beautiful white horses you've ever seen?
Yeah, that's swell. High-spirited, too.
Nancy's probably over in that tent. It's their temporary headquarters until she can get around to building an office. Come on, I'll introduce you to her.
All right. Gee, everything looks so new and bright. I'm going for a ride on that Sky Chaser one of these days.
The pleasure's all yours. I'll stick to the carousel.
The answer, Midway Martin, is no. And it will always be no.
I wouldn't be too
Nancy's
sure,
talking
Miss
Martin.
Well, I am sure. Now, if you don't mind, get off my property.
What's Martin want?
I'm a man of few words, Miss Bardet. But when I say something, I generally mean it. There ain't room in this town for 2 amusement parks.
Then you can move out.
Oh, no, no, that's not the way I figure it. I'm ready to pay $15,000 cash for Happy Land. That's a fair price.
I'm not interested. Now get out before I have you thrown out.
Good girl.
You won't have me thrown out, Miss Bardet. A last chance. Do you want the 15 grand?
I said get out.
Okay, sister. But you'll be sorry. This place won't last a week if I have anything to do with it. Happy Land, huh? You won't be so happy by the time I get through.
He's coming out of the tent. Oh, I could wring his neck.
Mean-looking cuss, isn't he?
I'm glad Nancy told him a thing or two. Come on, she's alone now. Well, hello, Nancy. I couldn't help overhearing your conversation with Midway Martin and... Oh, darling, you're crying.
Oh, I can't go through with it, Lois. I just can't.
Now, don't be silly. Do you mean to say you'd let a man like Midway Martin upset all your plans?
It's not Martin alone. It's everything. Oh, I'm ready to scream.
Well, don't, because it might frighten Mr. Kent. Nancy, this is Clark Kent, one of the Daily Planet's bright young reporters.
How do you do, Miss Bardet?
Well, I'm sorry to have you find me like this, Mr. Kent, but everything seemed to pile up at once, and then to have Midway Martin barge in.
Well, what does he want, Nancy?
Happy Land, for $15,000. He raised it from his original offer of $10,000. I suppose he thinks Happy Land is too much competition for his carnival town.
Has he threatened you before, Miss Bardet? I mean, the way he did a few minutes ago?
I don't remember any threats, Mr. Kent.
Well, he said Happy Land wouldn't last a week if he had anything to do with it.
Oh, he was just talking. Don't put silly ideas into Nancy's head. What if Martin did make threats? After we get done splashing the Happy Land amusement park across the front page of the Daily Planet, well, he won't have a single customer at his old carnival town.
You're sweet, Lois.
All right. Dry your eyes. Powder your nose. When does the parade start?
Any minute now.
May I ride in the carriage with you, Nancy? Give me a better picture of the crowds lining the streets, huh?
Of course. Well, what about you, Mr. Kent?
No, I think I'll just wander around and gather material for my story. Miss Lane can handle the parade angle. Incidentally, where is Carnival Town?
Clark Kent, if you so much as mention Carnival Town in your story, I'll never speak to you again.
Ah, don't worry, I won't. Where is it, Miss Bardet?
About 5 miles from here, on the Loganville Road.
Huh?
All ready, Miss Bardet. Parade's starting.
I'll be right out, Kelly.
Okay.
Who's he? A man I hired to sort of superintend things. He seems to know his business. Well, I suppose we'll have to go.
Well, now, come on. Chin up. A big, broad smile, Nancy. You know, this is a big day.
Best of luck, Miss Bardet. I'll see you later.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Kent.
Get a good story. And a big one.
I have a feeling there's a story here neither of them suspect. I didn't like Midway Martin's face. A man with a face like his is capable of almost anything. I think I'll just take a little ride over to Carnival Town and have a little talk with him.
Come in.
Good afternoon, Mr. Martin.
What do you want?
Well, I'm a strong man, and I thought maybe you had a job for
me. We're not hiring X now.
Well, I'm really good, Mr. Martin. I can bend a horseshoe and drive a spike through a 6-inch board.
Listen,
with my
buddy, I say we're not hiring nobody now. Is that enough?
Do you think maybe I could get work over at Happy Land?
What? Don't make me laugh.
Well, I should think they could use a good strong man at Happy Land.
And listen, all they'll need at Happy Land in a couple of hours, buddy, is some headache powders.
What do you mean?
Never mind what I mean. Beat it. I got things to do. Go on, scram.
Sorry you can't use me, Mr. Martin.
Goodbye.
Now, what did he mean by saying that all they'll need at Happy Land in a couple of hours will be headache powders? Something's brewing. Yeah, but what? Maybe I'd better get back to the parade and keep an eye on Lois and Nancy Bardet. Wait. Who's that getting out of that car that just pulled up? Good grief, it's Kelly. Nancy Bardet, superintendent. And he's going in to see Midway Martin. Well, I guess I'd better hang around. If Clark Kent can't get any information from Midway Martin, maybe Superman can.
Silent and unseen, Superman slips to the rear door of Midway Martin's shack to learn, if possible, why Kelly, Nancy Bardet's superintendent, is visiting the owner of Carnival Town. Meanwhile, the Happy Land Amusement Park Parade is making its triumphal way through the streets of Metropolis to the wild acclaim of enthusiastic thousands who line the curb. In the silver carriage leading the parade, Nancy Bardet beams as she holds the reins that guide the 6 beautifully groomed white horses.
Be anything like this, Lois?
Oh, Nancy, it's thrilling. Look at all those people. Listen to them cheer.
If only Father were here to see.
Oh, darling, he'd be proud of you. Metropolis has never seen anything quite like this. Why, Happy Land will be jammed tonight.
Whoa there, Teddy. Whoa.
What's the matter?
The lead horse on the right is acting up.
Well, even he's excited. Well, you can't blame him. Nancy, you haven't a thing to worry about from now on. If Happy Land is a success, you can live like a queen.
And I have you to thank for it, Lois. If it hadn't been for all the encouragement you gave me, I never would have carried on.
Nonsense. Well, that's the Bardet blood in you.
Whoa, Dandy. Whoa, Prince. Steady.
It's the noise of the crowd. Frightening them.
Whoa, Prince. Steady.
Nancy, can you hold
Steady.
Them?
I don't know. They're all acting strange. Steady.
Whoa, don't
Steady.
You think we better stop?
Whoa, Dandy. Whoa.
Nancy, they're bolting.
Lois, I can't hold them.
Jump, Nancy, jump.
No, we're going too fast. You'll be
Help.
Killed. Hold on, Lois. They're wild, running away.
The carriage is shaking, swaying from side to side.
What can we do,
Nothing.
Nancy?
The rain staff, the horses are heading for Maple Street, where the bridge is being repaired.
They'll go right through.
We'll be killed.
No, no, that can't happen. It's coming.
Nancy, the right front wheel. It's loose.
It's coming off.
Thundering hoofbeats echo through the crowd-lined street as the 6 white horses, suddenly gone wild, carry the swaying silver carriage to almost certain doom, while the thousands of people who only a moment ago were cheering wildly look on aghast. What will the 2 fear-stricken girls do to avoid serious injury or even sudden death? What will be the outcome with Superman 5 miles away, all unconscious of what is happening? Tune in the next thrilling installment of the transcription feature, Superman.
Up in the sky, look!
It's a bird!
It's a plane! It's Superman!
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Action Comics magazine.